StreetFun.com. This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear. As always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN, and all sorts of things we can talk about today, but I guess we'll get to the meeting tonight. We did briefly chat about that yesterday, and I know that the Aggieville Community Vision update is on that agenda, and we'll kind of talk about that, Ron.
Sure, Kathy. This is a discussion item, not for action, but so it's an update on the community visioning process that's been occurring back in for Aggieville. Kind of a commission appointed a steering committee of Aggieville stakeholders to help lead that development. It's had planning board input, and our community development department has facilitated that aspect of what does Aggieville want to be in the future. And so it's taking a look at various plans that have been done for the Campus Edge program as well as Aggieville itself, and really looking at what are some of the improvements we need. It closely looked at the infrastructure. Of course, parking is always one of the biggies for Aggieville, and how do you solve those parking problems? The city has a few surface lots, a couple larger ones, and then a couple smaller ones in the Aggieville area. They're typically always full, and there's overflow parking in City Park and other places and streets surrounding that particular area. And so really in order to kind of solve that parking problem and encourage additional development, and there has been a lot of interest from folks that have certainly inquired about the availability of those city surface lots, wanting to put something else on those, and whether or not the city wants to increase structured parking. So it's taken a hard look. There's been a pretty common desire to kind of keep the historical Morrow Street kind of the way it is as far as, one or two-story structures. And then really looking at the perimeter of Aggieville. So the Bluemont Corridor, the 11th Street Corridor, some of the Laramie Street Corridor, and then some of the 14th Street Corridor to potentially look at increasing the densities around the surrounding perimeter envelope, allowing for more parking structure, more mixed use. There's a lot of interest in housing and apartments in that particular area, but we've also identified the area east of campus and the MFRO area, the multifamily residential overlay, as well as discussions of the new urban core district where we'd like to see that increased density as well. So there's been a lot of good discussions, some recommendations. We do have some other infrastructure issues in Aggieville, some smaller water lines that need to be replaced. You might recall we did some upgrades downtown with some of our water and storm sewers, another big issue. For improving storm drainage and then streetscaping. One of the big issues there was obviously there's a lot of pedestrian traffic and vehicular traffic in the Aggieville area, and safely accommodating that traffic and designing for that integration is a pretty high important value. And so the commission will hear more about how that process is going, and then what are some of where we want to take that plan in the future.
Well, and I know, too, that it is something you've looked at. I've been here 15, going on 16 years mm-hmm. now, and it's been an ongoing discussion, as you mentioned, the parking in particular. But yes. Mayor, just some of your thoughts at this point.
Yes, I think there was a plan, like, in 2005, and they're updating it now. So they're looking for feedback from us to come back and hopefully have a developed plan by April of this year. It's already been through the planning board, and they've made some recommendations. But like Ron said, they're looking at three main areas: the Bluemont Anderson corridor, the historic core, and the Laramie corridor. And one of the things I think we've come to realize is we can't just rely on students. This is for the community. So they're looking at areas for retail and commercial and all other types of living areas, not just for students, but for young families and anybody else that wants to live in that area. It's a growing area, and we need to, just like we did grow things for downtown, we need to now look at Aggieville. And, of course, that involves parking and safety issues and keeping those historic buildings similar to what they are right now, but with some modifications here and there. So there's a lot of work ahead, and a lot of people were involved in this process and will continue to be because this is a long-term project here. And financing will always be the biggest thing. How are you going to finance each of these areas? Where is all of this going to be located? We're going to go through some of the 3D pictures that they have for us and get some visuals on this too.
And Ron, as we mentioned, timeline is interesting. We've heard a little bit about that, but financing is key. And as I said, I know this has been bandied about for a lot of years. Do you feel like there is definite movement this time that something might actually occur? Or?
Yeah, I think we've had very good participation from owners and stakeholders in Aggieville, and I think that's a key, obviously. In the past, we've had proposals for our surface lots that basically the developer might be willing to put in a parking structure, but it doesn't net out any additional spaces for Aggieville. So it basically takes care of the additional demand that that development's going to take care of. And so that's been our challenge, is trying to determine how do we do something that's going to net additional parking spaces with the increased density. We think that there's certainly possibility of being able to charge successfully for parking there and have a revenue stream that will help pay for it. Obviously, next to campus, you get right now, it's a lot cheaper, obviously, to park in Aggieville and get a ticket in Aggieville versus trying to buy a parking permit or getting a fine on campus. So, modernizing some of those regulations as well will be an issue going forward. But certainly, I think looking at priorities for the future as to what do we want to tackle first. I think the infrastructure components, the streetscape elements with lighting and the pedestrian scale amenities, I think will be important too, as well as upgrading those utilities will be a key factor. If you're going to increase the density, we need to increase some of the fire flow capacity and some of the other provisions that service that particular area.
And as you say, you want to keep that historical side of things,
right,
too.
And all of it means money. I mean, there's so much finance we need to look at. But a lot more people, if you ever go on campus, there's so many bike racks everywhere. If you look at WeFall, there's lots of bikes being used. So that's one of the key things we want to look at, is how to make those more active, too. Is there a caller?
Yes, there is a caller. Okay. You'll need a set of headphones, Mayor, and welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
You know, talking about improving the city, I notice now we have improved lighting on Juliet with your LED lighting. It makes it a whole lot brighter and easier to see at night. Noticing over at the, you guys sitting on the law board over at the police station, there's very little lighting out there in the parking lot. Now the only street light they have on the outside of the parking lot is over in front of the veterinary. But the telephone poles, power poles, and the wire for the lighting runs all the way around the outside of the parking lot where the police park their vehicles. And every change of shift in the dark, they have to spend that time trying to get their stuff out of the vehicle and into the lockers. And then people coming on duty have to get their stuff out of the lockers and out there in that dimly lit parking lot. Even if somebody escaped out of the jail, you wouldn't be able to find them out there. Or if one of your urban terrorists came into the parking lot, you wouldn't be able to see what's going on. It's something that you need to consider, getting additional lighting in the parking lot over the police station. Thank you for paying.
Appreciate the comments, and off topic a little, but it's just some lighting concerns.
Right. Well, actually, I haven't made that observation as much as our caller has, but it's probably something we should be looking at. Lighting has been one of our main focuses in all of our areas. It is a safety issue, and also there's more, Westar is involved in this as well, but there's more types of lights now, whether they're low lights or high lights, sensory lights, LED lights, all kinds of issues facing lighting. So I think that's something we do need to look at, especially if it's a safety issue around that area.
Of course, a law board meeting today, too.
Exactly.
So, Ron, did you have anything to add?
It would be part of the facility requirements, which is really a county obligation. But I know they have done some parking lot improvements, and I don't know whether they have planned additional lighting for as part of those improvements. They've done some widening and created some additional parking spaces up closer to the building. So.
Well, appreciate the call, and doesn't have to be about tonight's meeting. We do enjoy those calls, 537-1350, if you want to enter into the discussion today. It looks like the other item on the agenda having to do with a public hearing in March, perhaps, for property on El Paso Lane, Ron?
Kathy, this is there's a at 1119 El Paso Lane. There's a abandoned structure that's in danger of collapse, and so it's come to our attention. The owners of the property have been non-responsive to our attempts for them to rectify that situation and make it safe. And so, by state statute, we can force the repair or removal of that structure, and then whatever costs there are involved in that can be put onto the property taxes for future collection. Part of that process is for the commission to deem that property unsafe and dangerous, and that's tonight what we'll be talking about is just the process. So that's a resolution to set a public hearing for March 7th to hear the evidence in the case and to allow not only the potential for the property owners, but others in the area to come to that public hearing and either submit testimony in favor or in opposition to this proposed demolition of the property.
I did pull it up. I couldn't mm-hmm. resist on Google, and it does look like was maybe some kind of a residence or something. At some time.
It's certainly a residential structure. There's lots of holes in the roofs and lots of that's a much better picture than what it is today, I can assure you.
This is 2013, I guess, Street View. Yeah.
So it's a difficult situation, and typically in circumstances like this, we have property owners that are more cooperative and wanting to see that aspect. And there's still opportunities for the owners to rectify the situation throughout mm-hmm. this process.
You have problems with that. I guess sometimes they're called squatters, or, I mean, you'd ever have people try to get in there and that kind of thing? Or
I would say in this particular, it's been more of a challenge of keeping the kids up.
Okay.
So it's more of an abandoned structure. And so the danger there is that, you know, they're inside and the roof collapses and you get more people hurt. So it's a very unsafe structure.
Right. Anything to add, Mayor, on that?
Well, just that, you know, the water and sewer has been disconnected since 2013, and it's kind of a mess, but they've been trying to contact them for quite a while as far as staff. And so this is one more chance to try to get, we want the owners to be involved in this process before any real action is taken. So March 7th, if anybody's out there, to contact the city about the public hearing on 1119 El Paso Lane structure.
So the comments tonight are really about the process, and there won't be any real discussion about the issues.
Okay. Right. Why don't we take a break before we move on to consent agenda? But again, we have with us today Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear. Already had one phone call, and welcome more. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments, or you can also call us at 866-776-1350. You're listening to In Focus.